You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
Would you do it?
How much am I getting paid?
You're not getting paid. It's profile.
What do you mean I'm not getting paid?
We were just chatting there. Well, I don't know if you're getting paid.
Why would I not get paid? I'm appearing. This is work, what I'd be
maybe,
doing.
Maybe. Yeah, I suppose you're creating a TV show. So we were talking about... So it's my favourite TV show. SAS, Who Dares Wins.
Yeah.
It's where people go through special forces training in the army. And it's probably the most horrible thing you can do.
Because it really is such a journey. Like, you're witnessing people being shouted at, being cursed at. They have to be in cold water. They have to be interrogated. They're literally treated like animals, aren't they?
It is so strange because you're watching these people literally break down in front of you. But yet, it is so entertaining. Break down physically, mentally, and then they try to build you back up again while also being chased by Rottweiler dogs in the middle of the countryside.
Now, they've volunteered to do it because clearly they want to prove something to themselves that, you know, if they can pass this, then my God, they can take on any sort of problem that life throws at them. It's fantastic. I prefer the celebrity one than the actual regular people, if I'm honest.
Do you know what? There's pros
I'm
and cons.
Interested in the celebrities. You hear some stories. I remember last year, so sad. I was so impressed with Joey Essex. Mm-hmm. I never really knew him that much. I watched a bit of TOWIE, but I always thought, oh, he's just the really good looking guy that is a bit dim. But he was fantastic in the show. And then you realised all about his mum.
Yeah, mother...
committed suicide. Yeah. It's really sad. But he came across great in it.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched this year's one. I hear Kerry Katona, it's difficult for her.
I've only watched one episode so far. And yeah, because they bring them in, they put a kind of a hood over their head.
Yeah.
And they bring them in for a kind of, not an interrogation, but they kind of talk and go, what's going on
inside
like your head?
It's a therapy session.
Yeah, except you've got Aunt Middleton screaming at you. What's going on in there? And you're like, oh, I don't really know. It's kind of cold out there. What's going on inside your head? Why are you here? And it's like, oh, I'm just here to prove myself. Why are you here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just here like, you know, I just want to prove myself. You know, I really... Why are you here?
I killed a man!
There you go. And that's exactly what it is. Now, the Irish version, Ultimate Hell Week.
Obviously, I have my head in the sand or there just hasn't been fantastic marketing.
I only heard about it because I know someone who told me that Niamh Cullen was going to be in it. So then I realised, oh, this is happening pretty soon. Ultimate Hell Week, the exact same as SAS Who Dares Wins. Now, I don't know if they are in conjunction with each other because you can't call the Irish one SAS because we're not the SAS. We're the Irish Rangers. I think they're called the Irish Rangers, yes. And they do the exact same stuff. So it's a lot of grueling physical tasks. You know, you're getting dropped into water. You have to fall backwards into the river. You have to climb mountains with weights on your back. And then you also get interrogated. It's the exact same format.
Surely they would have to pay because it does seem like
they're not
a complete rip-off.
Oh, sorry.
In terms of
the television
they're
company.
Stealing the same concept over in the UK.
Yeah. I don't know if there are ways around it, though. If like, oh, we know we change this and we don't call ours staff because they call the leaders staff and all that.
VW.
VW is where you voluntarily withdraw.
Yeah.
So that means you have to take off your armband and you're not given a name. You're given a number. So you are one, number two, number 17, and that's all you know. And then you refer to other people. And I saw...
That's like you're in prison.
Stephanie Roach put up a post about like promoting it. She's the Irish football player. And I can't remember who I saw. Someone else who's on it. goes something like, great work, number six. Commented underneath. So they, it kind of becomes a brother and sisterhood.
Yeah.
It's class. It starts tonight. Well, it's not tonight because tonight is, today is Wednesday. It's tomorrow. Just catch it on the RT player. It's on Wednesday nights at 9:35. It's going to be so good.
I'm definitely going to watch it.
But you're asking me, would I go on it? My initial thing would be no.
I was very surprised
water,
by that.
Water and cold. And my wrist, which I hurt playing five-a-side football about 5 years ago at this stage.
Was I there
so
when it
annoying.
Happened?
No, you weren't.
I'd be very disappointed, Graham, if...
No, you've talked me into doing it.
Such an opportunity. Imagine given this platform where you could, you know, propel your career, but also be on such a journey. And you would say no because you have a bit of a sore wrist.
It's not a bit of a sore wrist. It actually kills me. It's but so
you
sore.
You just bandage it up.
Yeah, but I'm fine because when I play football and it's all wrapped up, it feels fine until after I play. So that's only about an hour and a half max because you're training as well beforehand. But I'm talking about 7 days, a full week. Would I be able to last? And my hamstrings? Look, if I ever was approached, which I won't be approached now because I'm too small for it, but if we moved to national radio at some stage and our profile was upped, I reckon I would do it.
You do have creamy hamstrings.
I've got sore hamstrings. So I'm looking at my phone because I'm wary that we have a meeting. That should
worry.
Be happening now. And messages are coming through. I don't know if they're from.
We were chatting to Mairead Ronan up in the kitchen.
Because she came up in our conversation because we were having breakfast just before this. And she's like, why would anyone want to go on that show? It's so much proof. And I go, well, I would.
Deep-rooted
like
issues?
I'd like to do it. And then, of course, Mairead Ronan is the host of Ireland's Fittest Family. And I said, get Nathan on Ireland's Fittest Family.
And she said, yeah, you know, we're always looking for people in the celebrity version.
And you're like, oh.
I'm not a celebrity.
No, he's just talking about the normal people's one.
Yeah, genuinely, that's what I would be hoping for.
Do you
for.
Feel like we put Mairead in an awkward position there?
It was a little bit awkward, especially because you left and I was still speaking to her. And
I always just leave.
She said, so would you do it? And I went, no one would know who I am. I said, mate, I tried to crack a joke. It did not go down well.
Yeah.
I went, mate, I'm well known in South County Dublin.
I heard she, that as I was walking down the stairs.
She didn't laugh. She looked at me and went, well, no, you're on the radio. And I went, oh, okay.
The thing is, you're not really that well known in
South
County Dublin.
No, well known in South County. I'm known in a
Where are you known? Let's see, where are you known?
Well, Glenageary.
You're known on your floor in the apartment block. That's where you're known.
Yeah.
You're known by the people below you.
Below me?
Do they know you? Is it below you?
I don't think they know me. Below me? The girls?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Beside you?
Beside me, yes.
Okay. That's where you're known.
That's where I'm known.
In the corner of your apartment block, that's where you're known.
Is that enough?
Will that bump up RTÉ's ratings enough to warrant getting Nathan on? Where I actually think you're underestimating. I presume you haven't watched Ireland's Fittest Family.
I haven't really watched too much of it.
Do you know what it is? You know those tough mothers and all that kind
Helen
of stuff?
Back.
Helen Back. It's basically that.
And are you with the family just with one episode, is it? Or would you feature in the season?
I think James Kavanagh did it. And I think he had, I didn't see his by some person, he had William with them. And I think maybe someone to do with William, maybe William's cousin. I could be wrong there, but I know it was definitely... William was there.
I'll tell you something.
Would you do it? But my fear for you is, okay, there's one thing where they make you hang on bars. My fear, two fears here, is your shoulder and also your knee. Because when you drop, you would drop, you could fall on your knee. But then again, it's good publicity. It's one of the most popular shows on RT.
I think
love it.
I would be the weakest out of my family.
Okay, who would you, you need four people. You,
is that all you need?
You and Evan, obviously.
Adam.
I think Dermot would be all
I
right.
I think my dad would.
Because he's a swimmer. He's a fit man.
My dad is extremely fit. I'm not making this up. I would be the unfittest. Genuinely.
Would you not do... If okay, scenario comes. Mairead goes... She's in a meeting with, I don't know who the television company is. I go, I've got this guy. He's well known on the corner of his apartment block.
Yeah.
There's one apartment there of
Sounds
girls
good.
That know him.
It's actually we're looking for you. Our demographic tend to be corner of apartments.
Could we get him on?
How much do we have to pay him? How much is he looking for?
You'll get 250 quid each.
Each?
€1,000 for the family. Okay. And, okay, I'm going to do the exercises you got to do. You got to do the hanging from the bar. And so they
do
combine
your time. Do we all
have
to do
it?
All have to do it. It would make more sense if it's, I want Evan to do it.
Would you want to go up to Mairead there and tell her what would make more sense in her TV show?
No, I would not.
I think Davy Fitz, the former Clare hurler. You got to do this, okay? So you got to put your back to the wall.
Yeah.
And you got to hunker down like this.
Oh, that would
like
wreck.
Like you're sitting on a chair. Okay, we got to go for a meeting. But you got to stay there. And then they time you. Who can stay the longest and all that.
My family would be brilliant. I genuinely think they would win.
Hold that thought. We've got to go for a meeting. We're going to continue this conversation. Well, you won't know any difference. We'll be back straight away. We got to go for a meeting. We're back.
Where were we?
We were saying how good your dad would be.
Yes, my dad is an avid swimmer, as is my mum. They swim in Loughlinstown Leisure Centre.
Oh, do they? I thought they...
They kind of mix it up. So they do lane swimming and then they swim also on the 40 foot.
The scene of the crime of your dislocated shoulder. Loughlinstown Leisure Centre.
Yeah, that was the very first time I dislocated my shoulder.
Nathan, get into my car. Nathan,
For anyone...
Nathan, we're literally beside Loughlinstown.
Let me tell you.
We're beside Loughlinstown.
So I dislocated my shoulder three times. The last time was at a Gavin James concert in Trinity. Side note, Trinity is a fantastic location for a gig.
I will say location actual, the actual place of going to a gig in town, brilliant. The way they ran the gig, toilets horrendous. I went to see Foles there. Toilet system was shocking.
Was it?
And the bar system. They didn't have enough bar stands and they didn't have enough toilets. So you're queuing for ages to get a pint and you're queuing for ages to get a piss. So you don't bother going for a pint and you don't bother going for a piss. And so you're uncomfortable. If I'm at a gig and I need to piss, I need to go.
Yeah.
I need to go.
You need to drain the snake.
Because I can feel it in my bladder and I'm comfortable.
It's so uncomfortable.
I can't enjoy it. All I'm thinking about is... when is it going to finish? When am I going to the toilet?
Am I going to piss myself?
Am I going to piss myself? Should I leave before the last song so I can get in? It's like, and then you get there and then the smell. Do you know what it is?
Portaloos are disgusting.
I prefer a portaloo to day three of a festival when you're walking into the area where it's just the urinals and it's...
Ugh.
And it's not wet from the rain. It's wet from the piss. And people are so drunk.
Are they the standing urinals?
Yeah.
I like them because they can hide your genitals. I find you can cover your thing rather well.
That's you walking around. And there's lads with their knobs in their hands.
Oh.
Standing around everywhere after 3 days of not having a shower.
You can smell it.
And then people are kind of getting a bit sick of queuing and standing beside somebody. So they start pissing against the corrugated fences.
Would you have a problem now if you were pissing in just your area at the urinal and then you notice someone else tried to join you in
the
exact same,
like, why would you do that
and just said sorry brother?
Okay, if you were getting into a car, okay, and someone was sitting in the back seat, two people in the front, someone in the back, would you sit in the middle seat? You wouldn't. You'd sit on the seat that was on the right or left that was unoccupied.
Correct.
Why do people go beside you?
Why are they so close?
Like, can you please go away? This is
here
a story.
We go, come on.
Have I ever told you this story? I think I've told you this story. I haven't said it on the podcast. Once I was in a pub. I won't say which one. I was going for a wee at the urinal. And this guy came up behind me. He was absolutely loaded. Now, this was about 5 or 6 years ago. And I was maybe I'm trying to think who he was. He was in his 40s. And he came up behind me. And he's put his hands on my waist as I'm going for a piss.
What?
And he looked around over my shoulder. And he goes, "Hello there, pony."
What?
I've never told you that before. Hello there, pony. And I go, what the fuck?
What?
And he was like, oh, sorry, I'm sorry.
He thought you were someone else.
I don't know what he thought.
Why did he call you a pony?
I don't know.
You're more of a unicorn. That is.
Hello there, pony.
Oh, that would creep me out.
That's a legendary story of mine from back home. And whenever we see the fella, the lads go, hello there, pony.
Can I tell you a legendary story, though? I've never shared with you. And I have to be very careful. I won't reveal who it was. But I remember, do you know, as you're growing up, you have different sex ed classes. I remember there was someone given the class and he was saying, now there was just men in the class now, but he was saying, you know, at urinals, what men like to do. And I even sometimes do it myself. You want to kind of compare when you're at the urinals.
Okay.
Compare around.
Okay.
Is that not the strangest thing you've ever heard?
Wait a second, sorry. I thought you were saying you like to compare.
No.
I was like...
You think I like to compare?
I was...
I couldn't think of anything worse. worse than to compare.
I was sitting here going,
no,
where's this I was going? Nathan the likes guy. Looking at male genitalia.
I was embodying what the so guy was saying the in the
ed,
class.
Is this person specifically
the
come in?
Sex ed, yeah.
Was he a teacher or no. did he come in for it?
Came in for it.
Are you sure he wasn't released from prison and he was claiming to be sex ed?
Oh my God.
But he just wanted to talk about penises to boys.
Isn't that just so odd?
So he said... Say it again now that I know it's the sex ed teacher saying it.
I can't believe you thought it was me.
Yeah, I was like, and I didn't want.
Do you know what I was worrying? You didn't stop me.
No. Do you, you didn't. How nice was that? Where
no.
I wasn't trying to cut you down.
Cut
I was
me
like,
down.
The Little Big Podcast is a safe space.
No.
And I was waiting. No, I was going to cut you eventually, but I was like,
were you?
Where is he
At
going?
At what point were you
going
to cut me
Where is he going?
Off? I'm worried
where is
for
he
my
going?
Career that you didn't lower down the mics and say, what's going on?
Mate, is everything okay?
What's going on? This is being recorded. People can listen to this. You let me go on.
Come on.
What are them?
I already kind of said.
Say it again now. Now that I'm in the mind frame of I know who you're talking about, say it as that person now. Because it's completely, I can relax now. I'm not worried about my career being destroyed by you.
I'm feeling uncomfortable.
No, don't feel uncomfortable.
No, I do, because this is a bit murky.
Whatever anyone does, whatever you do, don't isolate Nathan saying it as the person and then play it out and make sure everyone thinks it's actually Nathan.
Oh, God.
Come on, say it.
He was saying, me and my friends, you may notice, at the urinals, you tend to compare what people are packing in their pants. He kind of said it now, along those lines.
That's weird. Now, comparing,
no, but I'm
comparing
sure it's
to
true.
Strangers.
I'm sure it's true.
Comparing to strangers is weird. I would say that me and my friends,
you've all seen
at
each other.
We've all seen each other's because we play football in
and
the shower,
and also because you're proud of what you have.
If it
Graham,
was a
prim-
okay, so
Graham, I do you know what? Let me tell you something. What it really annoys me: someone has a great body and that you know plays humble. Because how does it make the other person feel? That doesn't have that.
I'll tell you now.
How does it make
so we,
the other...
me and my home, my homeboys,
homeboys home in Detroit.
Me and my homeboys, we have
isolate that. Graham saying me and my homeboys.
We have a rating system in terms of the Premier League, and we say what team you will be. God. So there's a Liverpool and Man City, then there's like Villa, and then there's me who will be Norwich. A yo-yo team.
You're in the Premier League.
I'm in the Premier League. Now Nathan is probably in League One. The Blue Square Conference.
What's the very low league?
The Blue Square Conference.
Yes. Do we know a player that's ever played there?
I think Jamie O'Hara manages a team around
okay.
there.
I would say I'm Salford. That's what I would say.
Well, rich owners. It's pretty small. Small club.
Small club.
But rich, come from a rich background.
High hopes, but small club.
Yeah. Popular.
Well, what's your rating system? So you're
I'm not saying it because I know the other lads
GDPR
would get very annoyed.
Of course, and I feel annoyed.
But I'm Norwich.
Okay.
Out of my six lads.
Yeah.
Bomb in the barrel.
I would have said you're more Bayern Munich.
How?
Just
but Bayern Munich aren't in the Premier League. If I was in the Bundesliga I'd be Union I'd be Union Berlin.
Champions League, what club would you be? Shakhtar? You'd probably be Shakhtar.
Shakhtar.
Like you're
Daniel.
Always there and you've...
Copenhagen more so.
Would you? Good on an away game?
Really bad at home.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Where were we going from this? Mairead Ronan. Who knows? Who knows? You're asking me genuinely would I appear on it.
Genuinely.
Genuinely, it's a conversation I'd have with my family.
No,
I
no,
would
no,
say,
no. It's, I think your family are fine with this.
I don't
your
think they are.
Your family are fit. You're the issue.
No, no. I know, but this is being recorded on the TV. They're actually quite private people. So
sorry,
I don't
sorry,
think they
sorry,
would
sorry.
Want to...
If they said yes, though.
If they said yes...
You're risking an injury now. This is what you want.
Yeah.
This is fame versus injury.
It's a classic story.
You won't play five-a-side anymore because you're worried you'll do your knee, but you'll go on television and do something 10 times worse than
career.
Five-a-side.
For a career. Hey.
For our career. It'll benefit me too.
Do you know what I'll say? Cash is
king.
King. Yeah. So,
well, I'll tell you now, in Irish television, you're not going to get much cash.
Do you know what I would do?
So I wouldn't be worrying about doing it for cash.
If I was supposed to, or if I planned on doing it, I would meet up with a physio or a GP. to look at my body and to tell me...
Hold my balls and cough.
Swansea that? City I see in your pants.
What does that do?
Cough.
Hold my balls.
Think it hoping... Oh, the balls. I thought it was getting the prostate you cough. Finger up the...
Oh, I thought you were holding the balls and go...
Maybe it is.
Maybe the doctor can feel something that we don't know about.
What club would your balls be?
My balls. Jeez. Jesus.
What would mine be?
Lincoln.
I would say...
Lincoln City.
Do you remember when... Do you remember when Eric Cantona left professional football and joined a beach
football team?
I would be a beach football team.
Unreal.
Sandy.
I remember watching him on Eurosport.
Do you remember?
Beach football.
I remember as well. Beach football, so sore. I hate it. I hate kicking a ball on the beach without any shoes.
You excited about getting the car now?
Very excited.
This is the reason why we're going to be doing a slightly shorter version this week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless you want to come in tomorrow and record an extra 10 minutes.
No.
We'll give them a short one.
Give them a short one. Look, didn't tell you so last Friday, my dear friend Graham brought me up to view a car.
Let's just stick to, because next week we'll have more chat. Let's just stick to what happened on Friday.
Okay,
because
let's
then
do
we'll
it.
Talk about what happens today and next week.
So Friday, I came across a car. It was a Volkswagen Polo. And I asked Graham, after Friday's show, do you mind driving me up there and we can view a car? I didn't really overthink what the experience was going to be like until I actually got inside your car and we started to drive towards the place on roads that I wasn't familiar with.
Yeah.
And you hear all these stories, car salesmen, they're cowboys. They want to screw you with a deal. You have to play it cool. It's like a game of poker. You can't reveal what you're actually thinking. And also, when you know fuck all about cars, you're vulnerable.
Yeah, so... Funny enough, I would get nervous looking at cars myself, but because it wasn't nothing to do with me, I actually felt a kind of tinge of excitement about it all. And I've had a bit of experience, and I've been talking to Peter Collins a lot about getting my last car, and I felt like I knew enough to ask about. Again, if there was something wrong with the car, I probably wouldn't have known. But the plan was initially that if they allowed us to drive out ourselves, I was just going to drive it out and bring it somewhere, maybe an estate, and then you would drive it. Now, as we were driving towards... Now, it's 50-50 whether they would allow you to take it or not. Some places allow you to, some places don't. The one that we drove past the place, because it was on the motorway, you got to drive down, turn around to the exit and...
Terrifying roads.
I realised that I actually test drove a car there before. And the person came with me.
Oh.
So I realised, I was like, okay, Nathan, they're probably going to want to come, because obviously it's their car and we don't want to go steal it. You're probably going to have to drive it out. And I won't. There's no point in me going sitting in the back.
Now, you listening to this, you might be asking yourself, Nathan, can you drive? Yes, I've actually had my driver's license for a while, but I was insured on my parents' car and I'm insured on Becca's car. I can drive. Am I the most confident driver in the world? Wouldn't say so. Because when you're doing it sporadically, you never feel like you're in a complete flow. And I'm worried that I'm going to be driving a car that I don't know. Like, all cars feel different to get the bite with the clutch and the accelerator. And also, I'm a bit of a bottler. And I'm scared that when it actually comes to the point of, okay, start the car, I'm going to feel like it's my driving test. I'm going to be like, oh, fuck.
No, I do. Look, and I'm an experienced driver in terms of I've driven for like 11 years. But I too get a little bit anxious
You're
going into a
nervous.
New car. But I saw the place and I go, ooh, if he's coming out, there's no point me going in the back. Like,
I didn't realise how small Polos are, first of all. They're a small car, lovely car, but I'm 6'5". And anyway, when we approached, it was like a sort of cabin where there's sort of dodgy looking people there. And one guy came out and I said, hey, I called you earlier. I kind of want to drive that Polo. And then he's a bit frantically looking for the keys while you're already over at the car.
See, it's good cop, quiet cop is what we were going for. Bad cop, quiet cop. We always get that mixed
up. Yeah, I know.
I was going to be bad cop and I was going to be asking all the questions. And Nathan was just going to stand there and mute. So I said, you go to get the keys and I'll go straight to the car. Make it look like I'm a mechanic or something. Like I'm trying to check something.
Yeah.
Saw it straight away. And I go, first of all, it wasn't clean, which was a big red flag for me. Clean the fucking car. Secondly,
Well, you're kicking the tires.
Well, I'm looking at the tires. Two front ones weren't that healthy. They're bald enough now, to be fair. The ones in the back were fine. And I was around the passenger side and I was looking and I was checking the brake discs and pads and I was like, oh, whatever.
You found something.
And then I looked at the driver door.
Start shaking your head.
And I looked over to you to see, where were you? And I just go, shake
the You're head. Shaking your head. And shake I'm like, we've literally been there for, I'd say, 25 seconds. What on earth
shake the head.
Have you found? Because I'd also sent you pictures of the car.
It looked nice. Looked nice on the pictures, to be fair.
A picture can lie.
Shook the head. And I said, I ushered you over.
Yeah.
Driver door had been keyed. Oh. Now, if you don't know what keyed means, is someone got their keys, someone else, and just went.
Why would you do that?
It's my worst nightmare.
Why would you do that?
Someone doesn't like the person. Maybe this youth's on the street just taking the piss.
Oh my god!
I was like, let's get. And there was scratches all over.
And we opened the door, and I literally smelled a cigarette.
Yeah, that's
Benson
and
Hedges.
A tough smell to get out of the car.
How
tough
would you smell. Get that out?
I've heard of people doing a lot of valets and it's tough because it's just ingrained in the material.
Is
inside.
There anything more disgusting than seeing a person drive, having a cigarette, but having the windows up? What's going on? Honestly, do you love cigarettes that much that you're trying to retain the smoke?
And then the button on the handbrake was missing. And then
just
the,
wasn't
the,
in
the
good
salesman
condition.
Had fuck all interest, I think.
No,
I think,
he didn't care.
I think he saw that there was two people there. So I think he's like, oh, these lads are going to try and drive down the price. And the one fella thinks he's know what he's talking about. He spotted bad cop, quiet cop a mile off.
Yeah, because I was quiet.
And then I was like, there's no point even driving this. You've wasted my Friday afternoon. And you just said, now we're looking at other cars. All right, look. And then we started wandering around because there's a load of other kind of car lots in there. And this fella came out. But he
was fucking terrifying, wasn't it? Nice guy, but he was hobbling. It honestly was like... It just took you by surprise. It reminded me of 28 Days Later. Genuinely. Because you're in the middle of nowhere. There's not a lot of people around. Because it's a strange time when we're viewing cars. This guy swings open a door and starts hobbling towards us.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
And we were kind of cornered between some old shitty cars.
Oh, I was so scared.
I go, have you got any polos? He goes, no. He goes, if you get your wife knocked up and come back to me. I go, what?
What does that mean?
Get your wife knocked up and come back to me. I said, I don't have a wife.
What?
I don't have any kids. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, these cars, therefore, when your wife's knocked
seven
up.
Seven-seater. I go, all right. Oh. I go, I'll come back to you in 2 to 3 years' time with my wife and five kids.
I think I shouted, I think I'm infertile.
Yeah, you actually did.
Yeah.
But we went to other car lots. Nothing there.
Nothing there.
And is that where we'll stop the story?
How many minutes are we?
27. You got a good half an hour. I need to go to the toilet. We need to go.
Let's do it.
Okay, that's where we're stopping the story. How about this is part one?
Part one.
We'll do part two next week.
Okay, you're better at forward selling than I am. Forward selling is teasing the listener.
I don't know because we're embarking on part two right now. We're leaving the office to go somewhere together.
And
part two.
Are you optimistic?
Part two. Will Nathan have a car the next time we speak to you?
Wait, part two. Anything could happen.
Part two. Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No.